Sandy Rios, your old friend from The Morning Show. So many crucial and frightening events are unfolding before our eyes. I'd like to invite you to come over to the podcast, Sandy Rios 24/7, so that we can work our way through these difficult times together. AFR.net, any podcast platform, or at sandyrios.com. And one more thing, my book, God's Velvet Hammer, is now available on Audible. So come join us at Sandy Rios 24/7, and remember, God's Velvet Hammer, available at Audible.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, no, this is not Pastor Jeff, but I am his friend, and I'm honored to have an opportunity to sit in behind the desk, behind the microphone for him. He's away on assignment, as they say, assignment from the Lord, obviously, and I will be with you for the next couple of days sitting in. So I'm grateful. Of course, this is E.W. Jackson, Bishop E.W. Jackson, formerly a daily host here on American Family Radio, stepped away to run for president of the United States, but I'm back with a podcast that you can check out every Wednesday, post every Wednesday, The Awakening Podcast. And I get an opportunity, of course, because I'm still part of the family, to do this, to sit in and be a part of this. And first of all, let me just say about Pastor Jeff, who is a dear friend. What a great man of God. I've had the opportunity to preach at his church a couple of times. Great ministry. Great man of God who's standing up, not just when you hear him behind the microphone, but standing up in his daily life and in his ministry outside of his responsibilities at American Family Radio. So I'm honored to be able to sit in for him today. And pray for all to be well with him wherever he is and whatever he's doing. And I want to thank you all. I had an opportunity to be a part of Share-a-thon. I want to thank you all for the great response for Share-a-thon. Folks, look, you just don't know. I know it touches the heart of every person who works with American Family Radio and every person in the American Family Association aegis, if you will, under that rubric of a family of ministries, because, folks, the voice of this network, you simply can't overstate its importance. You just can't. For example, you all know that George Soros is being fast-tracked to own 200 stations. The Federal Communications Federal Communications Commission is fast tracking him to purchase 200 stations across America, and we know what he'll use those stations for. He'll use those stations to try to indoctrinate and brainwash people into the lies that George Soros is interested in perpetrating against this country, frankly, in my view, against humanity. And I am particularly appalled by this because some of you may not be aware of this, but I ran a radio station for almost 10 years up in Boston. In fact, I founded the first and only full-time gospel radio station that the city of Boston has ever had. It was called WLVG, for We Love Gospel, 740 on the AM band. And when I ran for lieutenant governor of Virginia, they accused me of having three bankruptcies because they were extrapolating, because what happened was I was the attorney representing that radio station when it went bankrupt, and I represented the radio station in its bankruptcy. Well, they attributed that bankruptcy to me, okay? So I was the attorney representing the business. Well, what happened was there were absentee owners. It was an R&B format. And they didn't know what to do with the staff or anything when they went bankrupt. And they turned to me and said, hey, you know, would you be willing to run this radio station for us? I said, well, I won't run an R&B station, but I'll gladly run a gospel radio station, a Christian radio station, if you're willing to enter into an agreement with me to do that. And so we worked it out. I had to resign as their attorney, and I became appointed by the bankruptcy court to manage the radio station. So that's where they associate that bankruptcy with me, but I wasn't in bankruptcy. The radio station was, and I had been its attorney. Well, one of the big problems that the radio station had at the time, folks, was that it did not have a license. The license, as you know, every radio station operates with the license from the Federal Communications Commission, and the license had been challenged and was subject then to being invalidated, to being discontinued. Well, I stepped into that, and of course, saving the radio station meant first and foremost saving the license. Well, I traveled back and forth to Washington, D.C., folks, I'm not exaggerating, for 9 years. 9 years. I finally got the license renewed. But by the time I got the license renewed, I'd expended so much time, so much energy, so much money doing that, I simply wasn't able to follow through on my plan when the plan was to buy it out of bankruptcy. But I'd expended all my resources getting the license renewed. So I was the one who fought to get the license renewed. Then someone else stepped in who had ready cash and took advantage of that. Well, I said that simply to say, folks, it took me 9 years to get the Federal Communications Commission to renew the license of that radio station. 9 years. And they're fast-tracking the purchase of 200 stations by George Soros? Could it be politics? You better believe it's politics. And so, folks, all the more important that the voice of American Family Radio be heard across the land with clarity, because we desperately need truth to be heard. It's the truth that sets us free. And lies, of course, put us in bondage. And we know George Soros is really a master of lies and propaganda. His open society thing is really nothing but a closed society conspiracy, really, to destroy America as we know it. I don't know what he thinks, where he thinks his perch will be, but obviously these people, these oligarchs like him, these autocrats, they always think that they're ultimately they will end up at the top of the heap, so that whatever happens, they're going to be in charge. I would remind him he ought to read the story of the French Revolution, because the major financiers of the French Revolution were ultimately beheaded in the guillotine. Yeah, these people, these billionaires and, you know, these multimillionaires who are confirmed leftists, they think somehow in the revolution they're going to emerge as the bosses, the Politburo, if you will, who will be in charge of everything. No, they don't realize. These types of movements thrive on purges and murders and getting rid of people who you believe pose an ultimate threat, either because of their independence financially or their independence politically and the way they think. How many millions of people did Stalin kill in order to make sure that everybody left worshiped Stalin? This is the way this stuff works, folks. And these people are confirmed Marxists. That's really their raison d'etre. That's really what drives them, even if many of them are too ignorant to understand that that's the philosophy that undergirds the direction that they're trying to take our country. And that's why this is a spiritual battle. You know, we call it politics and we govern ourselves through these elections, but this is really ultimately a spiritual battle. And we have to see everything we do as spiritual warfare. You got to see voting as spiritual warfare. I know, folks, but that's really the truth of it. That's hot off the Holy Ghost presses, too. You've got to see voting as an act of spiritual warfare. Wow. We've got to see our engagement, our involvement. We got to see watching our polls and watching our election precincts and what happens in those places and getting involved and being decision makers. We've got to see that as spiritual warfare, as part of our service and worship of God, not as some separate thing that has nothing to do with God, but somehow we got involved in this dirty thing called politics. No, 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 no. We're salt and light. And look, folks, light is meaningless without the darkness to light it, without the darkness that the light has to penetrate, right? salt has no, Jesus said it has no purpose if it loses its savor, if it's not being used to preserve, if it's not being used to season, if it's not being used for the purposes for which it was created, then it's useless. He said it's good for nothing but to be trodden under foot of men. Same way if you put a light under a basket, in other words, you hide it in the darkness. No, he said you put it up on a lampstand, so it lights everything. Well, there's no area of life that the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the word of God does not need to be seen and heard. All right, so at any rate, so that we know that is happening. Now, let me just kind of get in keeping with that theme. Let me just tell you, we are 2 weeks away from the election. Let me just tell you what the last 2 weeks are going to be like. And we already see the signs of it. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but let me highlight it. We're about to undergo now 2 weeks of mass hysteria. Yeah, 2 weeks of mass hysteria. Not on the side of Christians, not by Christians, but by people who desperately want to defeat the Judeo-Christian worldview that gave us our Declaration and our Constitution. They desperately want to defeat that. This is not just about defeating Donald Trump. This is about defeating that Judeo-Christian vision for America. Donald Trump referred to it recently as common sense. Yeah, but it's really godly wisdom. Common sense, it's really godly wisdom. There are only two genders, male and female. You can call that common sense, but it's godly wisdom. God created men and women, male and female, boys and girls. That's it, period. End of discussion. I just had the LPGA, in spite of 275 letters from the Ladies Golfing Association. They wrote 270, women wrote 275 letters to the LPGA, begging them to not allow biological men who claim to be women to be a part of the LPGA. And of course, once again, they're getting lectured by the leftists who've been telling them, oh, you just don't understand. You're not enlightened enough yet. Once you get fully enlightened, again, folks, this is godly wisdom. You can refer to it as common sense. Maybe people relate better if you say that. This is just common sense. Every cell of your body, if you are a man listening to me right now, or you're a woman listening to me right now, every cell of your body is stamped with your gender. Every single cell has either an XX chromosome for women or an XY chromosome for men, period. And no makeup or cosmetics or surgery or hormones can change your cellular structure. And this idea that somehow a guy can say he's a woman and suddenly he's a woman is just one of the most preposterous ideas that anybody has ever floated. But just as a pure factual and scientific matter, our gender is at the cellular level. And you can't change that. Of course, it manifests itself in your physiology and your biology and even in your mental and emotional predispositions. Men and women are, generally speaking, of course, you can always find exceptions, but the exceptions prove the rule. But generally speaking, not only different biologically, different at the cellular level, different at the hormonal level, but we're different at the emotional and psychological makeup level. And to deny that is just, it's sheer insanity. But we know that this demonic administration that is being presented to the American people would enshrine that as the law of the land with tremendous consequences. Look, folks, I'm Bishop E.W. Jackson, sitting in for Pastor Jeff Shreve. The number is 888-589-8840. I'm going to be taking calls a little bit later. Stand by. Great to be with you today.
You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show. That's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you. We need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on you and me. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or 140 helps rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop. So we can't either. Together, you and I can save lives. Just call #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's 250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Yeah, and actually, Bishop E.W. Jackson in for Pastor Jeff Shreve and Real Truth for Today. Great to be with you today. And folks, I'm going to be taking some calls a little bit later, so stand by for that. I also want to mention, by the way, I want to, first of all, just say hello and send our love to all of the folks in North Carolina who were affected by Hurricane Helene. We have continued to pray for you. I know that American Family Radio and American Family Association partners with 8 Days of Hope. My church has also partnered with them. We took up a very significant offering and sent it to 8 Days of Hope to help the folks in North Carolina. So we're praying for you. Donald Trump is showing up there. I think he's due there again today, if I'm not mistaken. In fact, I think he's there right now. Showing his care and his concern for those folks. It's like I said before, folks, I just really believe in my heart, having watched this man now for over 4 years, it is probably about 10 years to 2 years he was running, then 4 years he governed, then 4 years out of office. I believe this man truly cares about the American people. You know, I don't think you can fake that. And it's very clear when the other side is faking it, when they don't want to show up for these things because they're really not interested. They don't lend themselves to their real quest, and their real quest is for power. And dealing with the needs and concerns of the American people is not their main concern. Their main concern is manipulating people to make sure that they vote for them. So if they can use you in that way, great. If they can't, well, too bad. Which, I mean, you've noticed the lectures that have been coming out to black men about they're not supporting Kamala Harris in sufficient numbers, and Barack Obama berating them and said, well, maybe you just don't want a woman to be president. Well, if I don't, so what? What business is it of yours? You know, it's like, who do you think you are lecturing people about whether they need to be? Thomas Sowell calls them the enlightened ones. You know, they are so much better than the rest of us, and they see things so much more clearly. I mean, maybe we just don't agree with Kamala Harris. You ever consider that? Maybe we don't think she's good for the country. You ever consider that? Oh, no. Just like he never considered that people disagreed with him because of his policies. Oh, no, it's because I don't look like other presidents. Oh, you know, and forgive me, folks, I have to say, if you're going to send somebody out to try to persuade men, send a real man. And sorry, folks, but that's not Barack Obama. He's effete, as Geraldo Rivera called him, too cool for school. Yeah, well, yeah, that's one way to describe it. But at any rate, this is what they're going to do. You because they don't really care about you and me. What they care about is power, and whatever it takes to get it and keep it is what they're prepared to do. And you and I are just pawns in their game. We're irrelevancies. But we need somebody who actually cares about us, cares about our country. We're not looking for a savior. We're looking for someone. Again, we don't need the fundamental transformation of America, but we do want someone who will help us restore the fundamentals, right? And I think Donald Trump will do that. And by the way, let's just be clear. That's just one phase of this battle. It will not be over when Donald Trump gets elected and serves 4 years. This is going to be an ongoing. It has taken them really two generations, maybe more, to get us to where we are now. It's going to take us some time to get the country back to where it needs to be. But we can do it by God's grace. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, let me mention, by the way, what we are doing. When I say we, my organization is doing Staying True to America's National Destiny. I think I told you all. I might have had a chance to say this last time I was guesting. We're running ads in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia, and primarily directed at Black Christians, urging them to support Kamala Harris and not Donald Trump. Now, that's us. That's, by the way, not Stand the Nonprofit. Stand the Nonprofit is doing ads encouraging Christians to vote their Christian values. And by the way, forgive me if this is repetition, because I don't remember whether I actually got into this the last time I was on. But believe it or not, folks, we're running ads. We've now turned things over to the PAC. We got a PAC that is actually running explicitly political ads. But we were running an ad that simply encouraged Christians to vote their Christian values. I mean, that's all. Just vote your Christian values. Believe it or not, we had a major radio station in Georgia tell us they would not run that ad. And they wouldn't run it. What? Wait a minute. A gospel radio station, purportedly a Christian station, refused an ad encouraging Christians to vote their Christian values. Didn't endorse either candidate, didn't mention any issues, just said, you know, put Jesus first and foremost. And they said, nope, that's not acceptable. It's like, what? Wait a minute. You're a Christian station. You're a gospel station. And it's not acceptable to run an ad that encourages Christians to put Jesus first? I mean, isn't that what the gospel means? Well, not to us. And so just so you know exactly what I said, I'm going to, it's a 1 minute ad. In fact, this is about 45 seconds because I'm not going to give you the disclaimers that we included in the ad as to who paid for it and all of that, because this is a nonprofit. This is a non-political ad. But here's all we said. Voting has already started in the upcoming election. Pundits are asking, how will Black Americans vote? But I have a more important question. How will Christians vote? This is Bishop E.W. Jackson, president and founder of Staying True to America's National Destiny. Christians constitute the single largest demographic group in America. Across all races, cultures, and genders, we share a common loyalty to Jesus Christ. Jesus prayed that we should be one as he and the Father are one. When it comes to standing for the word of God in culture and politics, Christians should be a united family. If you are a Christian, your first loyalty is not to race, party, or personality, but to Jesus Christ. On every issue, vote the principles of God's word above all else. The station said, we don't accept that ad. Now, folks, my jaw dropped because I'm thinking, wait a minute, you're a Christian station. As you just heard, no endorsement of a candidate, no mention of a specific issue, just said as a Christian, put Jesus first, vote your Christian values, and a Christian so-called station said, nope, not we're not running it. Really? You can understand how much I appreciate American Family Radio. I mean, but again, it's because they're not really in business to promote Christianity. They're in business to promote an agenda. And Christianity is just simply the context that they use, the cover that they use for promoting that agenda. So, folks, if you want to help us to get that word out, go to standamerica.us. If you want to help us get that particular nonprofit ad out there, where that's 501c3, the contributions are tax deductible. You can go to, if you want to do a political ad, you can go to standamericapac.us. In fact, you can listen to the ads that we're running, standamericapac.us. In fact, we did a recent ad, which I won't read, but an ad directed toward black men, since Donald Trump seems to be doing very well among black men particularly. We did an ad directed at them, talking about the issues that we really think they care about and encouraging them, yes, stick with it and expand the universe of people who are prepared to stand up for their values as fathers, as husbands, as Christians, and vote for Donald Trump. So help us, folks. We realize nonprofits don't endorse candidates. AFR doesn't endorse, but I, as an individual American, certainly do, and I don't not mind letting people know exactly where I stand. And I'm always amazed when I run into Christians. Have you had this experience as well? Running into Christians who say, "I just don't like either candidate. I don't like the way Donald Trump talks. I don't like either. I'm not voting. I'm staying out of it." And I think, oh my goodness gracious, Lord, have mercy on us, folks. In my view, that is a sin. By the way, did any of you hear Gary Hambrick's Election Day sermon? He preaches an election sermon every year, and he did one. It's on YouTube. Gary Hambrick, H-A-M-R-I-C-K. Gary Hambrick's a dear friend, a great man of God. If you haven't heard that Election Day message, I would encourage you to take a listen. Watch it, because it is powerful. It is one of the best Election Day messages I have ever heard, if not the best. I mean, it really is. It's a tour de force. In fact, we're going to be showing it to our men. We've got a men's group we're meeting this week. We're going to be showing that at our men's group and then having a discussion about it. Because, again, it points out that elections are not simply, as the world likes to dub it, politics. No, this is a spiritual litmus test for us as Christians as to where we stand on the matters that the Word of God speaks very clearly and cogently to. You know, it's not like we're talking about space exploration. I mean, we're talking about very fundamental spiritual and moral issues. Look, I've got other issues that I want to raise, but let me get the telephone number out there, because in the next segment, I'd love to take your calls. The number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. So I said these next 2 weeks are going to be a time of mass hysteria, because the left is going to try to create the worst caricature they can of Donald Trump, that he's a monster, he's a dictator, he's a fascist, he's a this, he's a that, insulting all of those who are going to vote for him, who I've already voted, by the way. I engaged in the early voting process here to, you know, to say, yes, let me get it done. But all of those who have voted or will vote for him are fascists and dictators, or willing to support a dictator. And we're Christian nationalists, you name it. That's because, look, they don't have an agenda to sell. They can't say, look at what we've done for the country. Oh, really? What? An illegal alien invasion, punishing inflation, energy dependence as opposed to independence, several wars now that we find ourselves engaged in because we didn't project the strength to keep our enemies at bay so that we wouldn't have to engage in a kinetic battle in order to show them that America is still, shall we say, a force to be reckoned with. No, didn't have to do any of that under Donald Trump because he projected such strength that they didn't dare because they didn't know what his reaction would be. I mean, he went in there and dealt with ISIS in fairly short order. And sending a message to the world and to all these terrorists and to all of these bad actors, if you mess with us, there is a price to be paid. Instead, we're responsible for $200 billion in financing Iran, the biggest exporter of terrorism in the world. Why in the world would we do that? So you certainly can't go out there and say, you know what? If you elect us, we're going to give more money to terrorism. We're going to get more illegal aliens coming in. We're going to increase inflation. You can't sell that. So they don't have anything to sell. They don't have anything to offer. All they can do is say, Donald Trump bad. Donald Trump monster. Donald Trump dangerous. Yeah, well, there's only one problem we had with that analysis. We've had 4 years of Donald Trump, and we've had 4 years of Biden-Harris, and the contrast is exceedingly clear, crystal clear. We don't need any pundits or prognosticators or analysts to tell us because we've lived it, and we know the difference from our own experience. Now they want to try to get people to forget about all of that and just be manipulated with fear and demagoguery. Well, Gavin Newsom, in an interview with this woman is the former press secretary for Biden, said that, you know, I know it's a loaded word, but when you say you're going to be a dictator on day one, I mean, look up the definition, fascism, characteristic of a dictator and authoritarian. Gavin Newsom. I mean, do you remember what California did during COVID? And he's got the nerve to point the finger of fascism and dictatorship, closing up churches and punishing churches and suing churches and prosecuting preachers. I mean, give me a break. Well, folks, this is Bishop E.W. Jackson. I'm in for Pastor Jeff Shreve on Real Truth for Today. Stand by. We'll be taking your calls when we come back. 888-589-8840. Back in a moment.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Yes, but sitting in for Pastor Jeff Shreve is Bishop E.W. Jackson, folks. sitting in for my brother from another mother, and glad to be here and honored to have an opportunity to sit in for him. Folks, the number is 888-589-8840. I want to take some calls from you and see what you're thinking about this upcoming election, or for that matter, any other subject that you want to raise. And there are a myriad of branches coming out of this tree in terms of the issues that we are facing, not to mention, I don't think I've even mentioned in the program yet, the increasingly more radical views on the killing of unborn babies. I mean, these people are just completely off the rails. There's no longer any pretense. They are engaged in full-out Moloch and Baal worship. Bill Clinton said abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. I mean, at least the sense that it's not a good thing now. Oh, my goodness gracious. They're trotting out celebrities saying the men ought to be behind the abortion movement because, well, you can imagine what the becauses are. They won't say them explicitly, but we know what really it boils down to. I mean, let promiscuity abound, and you can always deal with it by killing the unborn baby. That's really what this boils down to. This is not about rape. It's not about incest. These are terrible things, but they are a minuscule part of what the abortion industry is actually used to accomplish, and we know that. It is really used to accomplish after-the-fact contraception by killing the life that has been brought about as a result of the union. That's really all this. That's what it's about. The number again is 888-589-8840. Let me see if everything is working here. Let's go to Boyce in Arkansas. Boyce, welcome to to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning, Bishop. Enjoy hearing you this morning, and thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I just want to comment. I think our country has a lot of Democrats who are struggling today with the policies presented by their party. Tim Walz, Kamala Harris, as you just mentioned, are promoting devious, godless policies. That it's amazing that we could wrap our arms around a candidate promoting this. In the last week, Kamala Harris has disparaged two Christian men. She dismissed the Catholics at a fundraising event attended by presidential candidates for decades. And she literally hates Jewish people. I mean, with the not attending the joint session of Congress when Netanyahu came to the U.S. and continually supporting the Gazans. I think she made a comment last week that talked about Israel committing genocide. I mean, this is a battle for the soul of this nation, and I think there's people that are on the other side that have voted Democrat for their life because their mom and dads did. This is time we've got to all get out and vote, especially Christians, and stand up for what's right. And it's a time of reckoning here in our nation that we need to step up and step up to the plate.
Amen, Boyce. All I can say is amen and amen. Thank you for the call. You are absolutely right. Again, this is a spiritual battle. I don't know whether you all saw the comment, by the way, and I'll come right to the next call in a second. But apparently Kamala Harris said, I'm a Baptist, but that doesn't capture the nuance of my religious views. She says because her background is Hindu. I guess her mother's Hindu, and she married a Jewish man. And basically what she's saying is, and you're right, I mean, she's got a major problem with Benjamin Netanyahu and the Jewish people defending their right to exist. These people are demonic. Baptists ought to be ashamed that she would say she's a Baptist. I mean, if she's a Baptist, then I'm a Hindu. These people are trying to completely eliminate God from our culture, because in doing so, they get rid of all the absolutes, which means it's open season on everything. Anything then goes. All right. Thank you for the call, Boyce. Let's go to Dave in Kentucky. Dave, welcome.
Thank you, Bishop. I appreciate your ministry so much and your perspective on everything.
Thank you, Dave.
I guess you know what I'm calling about, the fact that this George Soros, the most liberal person in the country, a billionaire, has purchased, over 100 radio stations
200,
in this country?
200.
And it went through the FCC in some expedited manner. Was it 6 or 8 weeks, where the normal process is a year and a half? I'm just curious why this hasn't been challenged in a federal lawsuit or an injunction.
Well, I've heard some public officials, some elected officials, I think Senator Cotton has raised an issue and a couple of others, but you're right. You wonder what action is going to be taken to prevent this because, and thank you for the call, Dave. Look, folks, I said it took me 9 years to get an FCC license renewed on a radio station that I was trying to buy up in Boston. 9 years. And they say these things can happen in a year, year and a half. But I'll tell you, the FCC, I know, can take years for things like this to happen. And 200 radio stations? I mean, you don't get one license, by the way, for all these radio stations. You have to have a separate license for each and every radio station. And that license is not automatically passed on to a new owner. The new owner must qualify in order for that license from the FCC to be passed on. When you buy a radio station, you can buy the assets, you can buy the bricks and the mortar, but you can't buy the license. The license has to be transferred by the Federal Communications Commission. You have to be approved for that transfer. And you mean to tell me 200 radio stations expedited? It's, again, we know it's politics, folks. I mean, this is not, government can't, government can't blow its nose, you know, on an expedited basis, let alone process 200 radio stations and licenses on an expedited basis. But because it's George Soros and he owns the Democrat Party lock, stock, and barrel, I guess he can get anything he wants. All right, let's go to Laura Lee in Oklahoma. Laura Lee, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to mentioned, you said, what are your thoughts on the upcoming election? I thought of grave concerns based on what happened 4 years ago that, you know, with the internet and all the technology that we don't even fathom and our government has a hand in, that no matter what happens, they will not let this man sit in office because he is for the people and he does genuinely care. He's not in their club. He's not bought by George Soros. And I believe he will fight for us and fight for our freedom. But I just don't think they'll let him sit in the White House. I mean, look at how they've allowed his life to be put in danger, and he's supposed to have protection. And so I have grave concerns it will never happen.
Well, Laura Lee, thank you for the call. Your concern is not new, and it's not the first time I've heard it, and probably every listener right now is thinking, yeah, I've either said that or I've heard that said. And I think you are absolutely right to be concerned, which is why, A, we've got to pray for Donald Trump. We've got to pray for this election and pray that God's hand will override all the plans of the devil. And obviously, we've got to pray for his physical protection, that the Secret Service will do their job because they failed miserably in that first assassination attempt. And of course, we know there was somebody else trying to assassinate him. So there have been really two attempts, one in which he was shot. And look, they've only got a couple of avenues. And I mentioned one, and I won't belabor that point, you know, seeing the man pass away. But the other is they've got to have a refusal by the House to certify the election. And that's why these down ballot elections are so important, because we need to make sure that we have a majority in the House and frankly in the Senate as well, so that they can't pull the shenanigans we know they'd love to pull. Because, yeah, look, if this man is all that you claim he is, you will do anything to stop him from taking power. Anything. This is the danger of this over-the-top rhetoric, as I said, this mass hysteria that they're creating. Then anything goes, because no matter how immoral, no matter how monstrous your actions, they are really good in light of what you're preventing, which is Donald Trump from becoming president. I mean, this thinking is, frankly, folks, it's downright anti-American. It really is. Let the people decide. Let the vote take place. Let the voters speak. And then let the process go forward the way it's supposed to. That's what we want. That's not what they want. What they want is their will be done. Not God's will. Their will be done in America and all over the world if they can make it happen. The number is 888-589-8840. I have time for another call. All right, let's go to Rob in Virginia. Rob, welcome.
Thank you for taking my call, Bishop. How are you?
I am blessed, Rob. How are you?
Oh, same. Hey, I just want to say I agree with the last caller and of course, with your comments also. But I just have a quick one here. I don't take any of these polls too seriously. In fact, I think they're probably way off. The polls shouldn't be showing them near as close as they are. But since they're doing it this way, it will make it a lot easier to explain when they pull out, you know, hundreds of thousands of ballots at 2 o'clock in the morning and say that, you know, the other one won.
Yeah, well, Rob, brother, that is why we've got to be praying and working. As my pastor used to say, pray like everything depends upon God and work like everything depends upon us. Thank you for the call, Rob. Yeah, look, again, I would not cheat to win. You would not cheat to win. They don't care. That's the problem we have. When you're dealing with people who have no moral compunctions whatsoever, I mean, you think about Tim Walz lying about his service. To me, it takes a real low life, and forgive that language, but it really takes a real low life to claim military service that you didn't have. You know, I'm very fastidious about telling people I'm not a Vietnam combat veteran. I'm a Vietnam era veteran, but not combat. I didn't see combat. I never went to Vietnam because I don't want people to think I'm claiming something that I didn't do. Because to me, it dishonors the people who did. There's nothing more despicable than that. But he did it, never apologized to it. You know what he said? Oh, the people who know me, they know my service. They know what I've done. He basically, instead of just saying, look, I apologize. Stupid of me to just conflate my service and make it seem like I shouldn't have done it. And, you know, I think every one of us, even those of us who don't agree with him, would have said, well, look, give the guy credit for having come clean. But oh, no, he danced and bobbed and weaved. These people have no moral center. And that's what we're up against when it comes to an election, because that means there's nothing that they won't do to get their way. And we just have to outdo them by the power of God. Okay, let's try to get one more in here. Herman of Georgia. Herman, welcome.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
I am blessed, Herman, but you've only got about 30 seconds, my friend, so go to it.
Okay. I hear what you're saying about Biden and the Democrats and abortion and this and that. Yes, it is murder. But the stuff that Donald Trump is doing, the profanity, they're talking about getting back at his enemies, when the Lord said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Then a judge put 10 gag orders on him, and he disobeyed every one of them. And wait a minute now, and that violates Romans 13, obey them that are in authority, for this is okay. Right, for there is no law except from God.
So Herman, you would equate killing unborn babies by the millions to somebody using profanity. Now, I don't agree with profanity. I don't use it. But you would equate the two of those?
You didn't agree with when I said that about disobeying the judges and these and that.
Okay. Listen, Herman, we're at the end of the program. But look, let me just say this. A gag order is unconstitutional, okay? The Constitution of the United States gives you freedom of speech, and no judge has the right to tell you during an election that you can't talk. I mean, that's basic. So if that's the basis upon which you're going to vote for Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump, my friend, that fails the Christian litmus test. Because you can't compare those at all. Listen, God bless everybody. It's been a pleasure, as always, to be with you. And I'm honored to sit in for my friend Jeff. In the meantime, look, you stand up, step up, speak up, refuse to back up, because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.